Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Mirta Colón. My name is a Spanish name, but my first language is not Spanish.
Sure.
My first language is Garifuna. I was born in Honduras, and I've been living in the state for the past 50 years. But very close to the work that is being done in Central America. I want to thank SRDC for this space, this invitation. This is not the first time that we participate. I believe that Sidney Francis, who had participated a few times also in this process. The Central American Black Organization was created in Belize in 1995, and is the only organization in Latin America who has brought together more than 38 organizations of blacks in the region, and I could say in Latin America. We have organizations from Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Belize, and recently we have registered two organizations from El Salvador. However, the government of El Salvador do not recognize the presence of blacks in El Salvador. And in my case, we also have the diaspora of Central America living in the state. So we are part of that effort. What is that the focus of the Central American Black Organization is to build capacity, community organizing, human rights, lands rights, spiritual and cultural rights. And it has been and it continues to be very difficult to work because of the discrimination and racism to live in Latin America as black. And we could see it in many countries. We could see it in Brazil. 90% of Brazilians are black, but they can't even recognize themselves as blacks because of discrimination and racism. We have blacks in Mexico. Until now, they're saying we are black because of discrimination and racism. So they don't feel comfortable of saying I'm black. We have blacks, 90% of the Dominican Republic are black. They can't say that they're black because of discrimination and racism. So we prefer to ignore that we are black and become others. I'm gonna say a little bit of what we have done lately in Central America. The decades of the Afro descent that was declared by the United Nations, we have been working with the governments in our region, and it has been very, very difficult. However, we took the decades and represented not as a country, but to two systems that we have in the region. And those two systems are the parliament of the government in Central America and the system of organizing the government in Central America. So we went to the two systems. One of the systems, we have Sidney Francis, who is one of the Congress people in that system, that's the parliament. Then we went to the system of integration of Central America, and we presented a proposal to first recognize our presence in Central America, and second, that we need their support because we are from that region, therefore they can't continue ignoring us in that region. So we have been working with that. Sometimes we go to their meeting because they meet every 6 months. We go to their meeting, they give us a space for us to tell us what we need, for us to tell us what we want to tell us. But after we leave that meeting, nothing happens. But we continue doing it. Right now, we have scheduled a meeting for November 8th with the government of El Salvador. We have scheduled a meeting November 14th with the government of Honduras. The government who has helped us a lot and continue helping us is the government of Belize. Mm. And we believe that it's because the government is black. So they've been supporting us 100%. So, and they also try to support us in getting and going to the other governments. They've been helping also with that. So like I said, we continue our conversation with them. We have a lot of problems. Our latest problem is the immigration issue. Those caravans that happen from Central America, particularly from Honduras, we have right now more than 300,000 people living in New York. Our Garifuna community from Honduras, you could go to the communities. Some of the schools are closing because there are no more kids to go to school. They have migrated to the U.S. with their mother, particularly with the mother is the one who's coming with them. So it becomes also another challenge. Instead of us resolving some of the problems that we already have with the land in the region that is being taken from us, we also have to deal with the immigration because people have to leave. They can't live in the country anymore. So those are the things that we've been doing mostly with the government in the region to work with us. Our people, they don't need to leave to migrate. They don't need to migrate. We have lands, but the land was taken from us before people migrated. So now we're the one who are giving them the land, but because of the economic situation. So those are the things that we focus our work in Central America. And so any other information that you may need from us, I'm available. And I'm available also to ask any questions. I don't know if everyone knows about the Garifuna people.
We'd like to know more.
The Garifuna people, they were, the history says, but we have so many gaps in our history. We still have so many gaps in our history and for one side and on the other side that we were not the one who also wrote about ourselves. Someone else did. So they put whatever they want there. And that's what we're repeating nowadays. That we were born in the island of San Vincent and the Grenadines. And this island is by Venezuela, by Trinidad and Tobago, the island of San Vincent and the Grenadines. In the early 1600s, there was a lot of cottons. The island was good for cotton, and that was the gold, equivalent to gold at that moment. So there was a lot of fight to remove them from there because they will fight back. So the Dutchies went by and fought with them. The English went by and fought with them. The French went by and fought with them. And eventually, in the 1797, they were defeated and then removed from the island. They can't leave them in the island because they will continue fighting. So they have to be removed, and they were brought to Honduras in Central America. When they arrived to Honduras and Central America, they want to go back to the island, but they don't know how. But I'm trying to going back to spread the northern coast of Central America. So you will find that even the people in Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and Belize. And they still, up today, maintain their language, a spiritual beliefs and culture. They have their food, everything, up today. And also, I'm happy and glad to tell you that in New York, we also have the School of Language of Garifuna language. So those are some of the things that we still push. I know in Belize, also they have. But when we work in Central America, we don't only work with the Garifuna people, we work with all the blacks that also descended from Jamaica, Dominica, and there was another group that of Cimarrones who came from South America to Panama. So those, they don't speak English, like the one from the islands, they speak only Spanish. We also include them in our work. Mm. So those are some of the things that we try to keep together. We have 38 organizations along all the countries of Central America. Each organization, they do what they need to do in their respective countries, their respective city. And as a Central American black organization, we the one who deal with all the governments in Central America. Thank you for your attention.
Process.
Yeah,
I have children that I taught.
Okay.
Their language.
All right.
I would think Cabo would be an important bridge also to help us reestablish those ties with,
I was just saying, I have a, you've given me a lot of hope that Cabo can actually form that bridge that would help us to reestablish ties that we had in Brazil with Dr. Adelaide Salgado do Nascimento before she passed on, and even with African populations in South America that we don't have communication with right now. So we're, I would think that as an organization, we're really looking forward to being able to work with Cabo to help rebuild those connections that we either have never fully made or have lost in the last several years.
Sure, I believe David and Kumasi participated in the Aguinaldo assemblies. This year is going to be in La Ceiba, Honduras, and it's going to be November 13 and 14 this year. But we also have women conferences. We also have youth conferences in the region, and each country will take the conference to their. This year, last year, the assembly was in Guatemala. This year, it's in Honduras. And it's the same, we do the same with the youth conference, and we do the same with the women conference. This year, women's conference was in Panama, and the youth conference was in Nicaragua, but for next year, it's going to Costa Rica. It was already in
Women conference for next year is going to be in Belize. In Belize. No, youth conference is going to be in Costa Rica.
Okay, women's conference
in Belize. Women's conference is going to be in Belize.
I'll finish moving this mic around. Do I have any notes?